Good morning. I hope you are all doing well today. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning with Love and Action. Before we get going with today's word, I want to stop and just give God praise for all that He is doing. It's been just such an exciting time at Love and Action. We recently were able to finish building our new warehouse. It's a 2,400 square foot, 60 by 40 warehouse, and we have it completed and started using it. And one of the first things we were blessed to be able to do is receive a truckload of 26 pallets filled with fresh produce, meats, milk, cheese, yogurt to give to families. Each box is weighing 30 pounds, and we're able to give those to families in need. The total weight was almost 19 tons. And what's awesome, it's not just a one-time thing. We're doing it each Wednesday of this month. And they're USDA boxes that are shipped to us from TNT Produce way up in Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia. That's North Georgia, right near Chattanooga, Tennessee. And it's just exciting being able to help so many families in need. And what's also exciting about it is there's around 25 ministries and churches that we are able to help with food as well, to provide to people in need in their areas. And that food is going from here in Dothan to throughout the Wiregrass, Geneva County, Coffee County, Dale County, over into the panhandle of Florida. It's exciting. Henry County. It's just exciting seeing God meet needs and using the body of Christ working together to do that. So a lot of seeds are being planted through this food ministry, and just keep praying for people to come to the Lord, because that's the most important thing. And that's why we do what we do at Love and Action, is to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to people as we meet their physical needs. So I just wanted to pause and praise God for His wonderful provision. And people are always asking what our needs are at Love and Action. Well, our needs are, we need prayer. Please pray for us. Obviously, finances is always a need. Different needs like camping supplies, like tents and sleeping bags. We're getting into the cooler season where we'll need more jackets and coats and gloves eventually as we get closer to winter. And also items like Vienna sausages, beanie weenies. Those are items that we put in snack bags that we give to our homeless friends. Other items that we are always in need of are hygiene items, such as men and women's deodorant, shampoo, conditioner, lotion, toothpaste, toothbrush, shaving cream, razors, body wash, different personal hygiene items like that. So those are some needs. If you're interested in helping out, please do. Love and Action is located at 279 West Main Street in downtown Dothan, and that's just a block away from the courthouse. We're kind of in between First Baptist Church and the courthouse on Main Street. Donation days and times are Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. On Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And the first three Saturdays of each month from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And if you'd like to help, that would be awesome. If you'd like to send financial donations to Love in Action, you can do that by mailing your tax-deductible donations to Love in Action Ministries, P.O. Box 85, Dothan, Alabama, 36301. And all the information on how to give also online, it's all located on our website. You can go to loveinactionministries.com and find out all kind of information about Love in Action. You can also follow us on Facebook. Well, last week we looked at one of God's main characteristics, and that is God is love. And we talked about and went through different verses showing how God is love and how we should live our life with His love for others. And today we're going to look at another characteristic of God, and that's God being light, light in this world. And before we get into that message today, let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear God, we thank You and we praise You for this day. Thank You for giving us another day to live for You. Thank You for another day just to realize how awesome You are. And Lord, I just want to give You praise and honor and glory, God, for who You are. God, thank You for all that You do for us. Most of all, thank You that You sent Your only Son, Jesus, to die for us. And on the third day, You raised Him up from the grave to give all who believe eternal life. And I pray for those who are listening this morning who have not given their lives to You. I pray today will be their day, that they just open up to You, call out to You, and like Your word says, You will forgive them and you will save them, and you will give them eternal life. So, Father, we praise you. We thank you for your word. We ask you, Lord, that we will be doers of your word and not hearers only. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to teach us, lead us, guide us into all truths, and help us, Father, to apply your word to our lives. Father, thank you again for this time. We love you and we praise you, and it's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. If you want to go back and listen to other messages from Sunday Morning with Love and Action, you can do so on the Love and Action podcasts. And you can find those at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, as well as Podbean. That's Podbean. The messages are also on our website, loveinactionministries.com. Today, let's look at God is light and what that means. We live in a dark world, don't we? We see that every single day. If you turn on the television news, especially the network news, you will think that this whole world is nothing but dark. And actually, Martha and I were talking to a young lady who was a cashier at a local store as we were checking out, and she was talking about it just seems like everything is so bad all around the world, and there is a whole lot of bad out there, but there's a lot of good too, because there's a lot of people of God who are showing forth his love, doing good works in the name of Jesus, sharing the gospel, and that news just rarely, if ever, gets reported. But it's awesome when it does, because it just lifts you up. It just encourages you. And I pray that the Sunday Morning of Love and Action does exactly that, will be an uplifting to you and help bring more joy into your life, which is what the Joy FM is here for, is to bring the joy of the Lord into your life. And so know that God is light, and his light is shining brightly in this dark world. Let's start out in 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. You see, God is light. Verse 5 reflects the Old Testament background, where light symbolizes both knowledge and purity. So John is pulling from the Old Testament use of the word light to represent God. We're also going to see a little bit later where Jesus says, I'm the light of the world. And so God is light. God is the light of the world. And John's writings, all of his writings, flow from the reality of God in his spiritual perfection and moral excellence. If you're looking for perfection, God is where you're going to find it. If you're looking for moral excellence, God is where you're going to find it. And if you're looking for utter transcendence, it's God's light. He is light. And his light is a sharp contrast to our ways, isn't it? Because we are born into sin, and sin is darkness. And in God, there is no darkness. And so when God's light invades our lives, the darkness has to flee. And we see in verse 7 where it says, walk in the light. That means to reflect God's perfection. Reflected, just like, as I've mentioned before, the moon reflects the light of the sun. And we're to do the same thing. We are to reflect the light of God into this dark world. And as we're reflecting God's light, we're also talking about both correct doctrine, which is truth, and God is truth, and moral purity, holiness. God is holy. The symbolism of light as knowledge also implies that when Christians, those of us who are followers of Christ, walk in the light, then our lives will be known and not contain any hidden sins, falsehoods, or deception. Such walking in the light results in deep divine and human fellowship and progressive cleansing from all sin. John is saying the age to come has not yet fully arrived, but it's progressively advancing in this world, for the true light is already shining. God's people can reflect his light by embracing the new commandment to love. And again, we talked about God is love last week, and he tells us to love like he loves. We need to love one another. And John as he writes, obviously the Holy Spirit is guiding him and leading him, and God is pouring his word into John as he writes. And John is also obviously pulling from his knowledge of the teachings of Jesus when Jesus was on earth. And John is talking about how we can have fellowship with God, fellowship with Almighty God. You just let that sink in for a moment and realize that God wants to have fellowship with us. I'm going to do a little reading now from the Believer's Bible Commentary because I really like how they talk about maintaining a relationship with God. And they write, "Fellowship describes a situation where two or more persons share things in common. It is a communion or a partnership. John now undertakes to instruct his readers as to the requirements for the fellowship with God. In doing so, he appeals to the teachings of the Lord Jesus when he was here on earth. Although the Lord is not quoted as having used the exact words, the sum and substance of his teaching was that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. By this, he meant that God is absolutely holy, absolutely righteous, and absolutely pure. God cannot look with favor on any form of sin. Nothing is hidden from him, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account." And that comes from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. "Now it follows that in order for a person to be in fellowship with God, there can be no hiding of sin. Light and darkness cannot exist in a person's life at the same time, any more than they can exist together in the room of a home. If a man is walking in darkness, he is not in fellowship with God. A man who says he has fellowship with him and habitually sins in darkness, walks in darkness, was never saved at all. On the other hand, if one walks in the light, then he can have fellowship with the Lord Jesus and his fellowship and his fellow Christians. As far as John is concerned, in this passage, a man is either in the light or in darkness. If he is in the light, he is a member of God's family. If he is in the darkness, he does not have anything in common with God because there is no darkness in God at all. Those who walk in the light, that is, those who are Christians, have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus continually cleanses them from all sin. All God's forgiveness is based on the blood of his Son, and that was shed at Calvary. That blood provided God with a righteous basis on which he can forgive sins. And as we sing, the blood will never lose its power. It has lasting efficacy to cleanse us. Of course, believers must confess before they can receive forgiveness. But John deals with that in verse 9. And we're going to look at that here in a moment. But we can have fellowship with God, but we have to be in the light. In other words, we can't continually, habitually be doing the same sin over and over and over again. We're going to sin. We're going to mess up because we're not perfect. But when we do, we can ask God to forgive us, and we're going to read that here in a second. But if we just continually live in that sin, continually to live in darkness, then we can't have fellowship with God. It's impossible to have fellowship with God. One of our goals as believers in Christ should be to have fellowship with God. That should be our main goal. We need to grow in God. We need to love him more, to live for him more, and have that fellowship that John is talking about here. We have to live in the light as he is in the light. And as the commentary mentioned, in order for us to have fellowship with God day in and day out, then we need to ask God to forgive us. We need to confess our sins to God. Now we may say, well, didn't I do that when I gave my life to the Lord? Yes, we did, and we have to do that to receive his forgiveness for all of our sins. And Jesus covers our past sins, our current sins, and our future sins. But to have fellowship with God, we need to confess our sins daily, and even more than just once a day for most of us, I would say, probably for all of us. Speaking for myself, I know I do. And again, I love how the Believer's Bible Commentary describes this. And let's read that. It's very powerful how they describe the forgiveness we're talking about in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, where John writes, "Confess our sins to God, and He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." They write, "In order for us to walk day by day in fellowship with God and with our fellow believers, we must confess our sins. Sins of commission, sins of omission, sins of thought, sins of act, secret sins, and public sins. We must drag them out into the open before God, call them by their names, take sides with God against them, and forsake them." Yes, true confession involves forsaking of sins. He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. And that's Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. So John is telling us here in verse 9 to confess our sins to God. He's the one we go to. He is the one we confess our sins to, not to a priest or a pastor or anybody like that. We can go straight to God and ask Him to forgive us, knowing that He is faithful and just to do so and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The commentary goes on to write, "When we do that, we can claim the promise that God is faithful and just to forgive. He is faithful in the sense that He has promised to forgive and will abide by His promise. He is just to forgive because He has found a righteous basis for forgiveness in the substitutionary work of the Lord Jesus on the cross. And not only does He guarantee to forgive, but also to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." The forgiveness John speaks about here is parental, not judicial. Judicial forgiveness means forgiveness from the penalty of sins. Let me read that again. Judicial forgiveness means forgiveness from the penalty of sins, which the sinner receives when he believes on the Lord Jesus Christ. It is called judicial because it is granted by God acting as judge. But what about sins which people commit after conversion? As far as the penalty is concerned, the price has already been paid by the Lord Jesus on the cross of Calvary. But as far as fellowship and the family of God is concerned, the sinning saint needs parental forgiveness, that is, forgiveness of his Father. He obtains it by confessing his sin. We need judicial forgiveness only once. That takes care of the penalty of our sins, past, present, and future. But we need parental forgiveness throughout our Christian life. When we confess our sins, we must believe on the authority of the Word of God that He forgives us. And if He forgives us, we must be willing to forgive ourselves. That's so key. We have to forgive ourselves. But you understand there, judicial forgiveness. When we give our lives to God, when we surrender our lives and ask God to forgive us, we surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and receive the forgiveness that He gives us through the work He did on the cross and the fact that He arose from the grave to give us eternal life, then that judicial forgiveness, God is the judge. He forgives us. The sins are washed away. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the Word tells us. But then we sin after we give our lives to Jesus, right? And so many times people think, well, I have to get saved again. I have to go through the whole process again. No, we don't. We ask God to forgive us. We ask Him to be Lord of our lives. And we receive what Jesus did for us on the cross. And when we do that, our sins are forgiven. But we need that parental forgiveness. Daily, when we sin, we mess up, we can ask God to forgive us. Think about it as a child and your earthly father. And you do something you know you shouldn't have done, and you know you're getting in trouble, but also you know that it was wrong, and so you ask your dad to forgive you, and he does. Well, that just makes that relationship even stronger, because you've asked him to forgive you, and he has forgiven you. So relationships become stronger, the trust becomes stronger, and that's the same way with our Heavenly Father. The Hebrew word Abba means dad. Daddy. That's the type of relationship we need to have with the Father. Abba, Dad, forgive me for messing up today. Forgive me, and you fill in the blank, whatever that sin is. and know that God will forgive you. So you don't have to get saved again. You just ask Him to forgive you and ask Him to help you to overcome any weaknesses that we have in our lives. Because we all have weaknesses in our lives, and we need to pray to God to help us overcome those weaknesses. And then we can have that fellowship with Him day in and day out and walk in the light as He is in the light. 1 John chapter 2, start in the second half of verse 8. We're going to read through verse 11. The darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Like we talked about last week, we have to love one another. And if we're walking in hatred, we have hate for our brother, hate for our sister, then the Word of God is telling us we're in darkness. And it's so dark that our eyes are blinded. And when we're in that darkness, we can't have fellowship with the Father. So if we're saying we're walking in the light, we're following Jesus, but there's hatred in us, then we're not telling the truth. John says that we're lying. And we don't want to be lying, because we know who the father of lies is. That's Satan. And we don't want to be like him. We want to be like our Heavenly Father, our Abba, our Dad, our Father in heaven. We want to be like Him. So we need to live with His love for one another and walk in forgiveness. The Gospel of John, chapter 1. We're going to read verses 1 through 5 and verse 9. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 and verse 9. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Verse 9, the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. So John is talking about Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. That's Jesus. The Word was with God, Jesus. And the Word was God. Jesus is God. And Jesus has been here the whole time, because God is the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the triune God. John writes that in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And that true light was coming into the world. So Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, and He came into the world like one of us, because Jesus had to live like us and live a perfect life where we couldn't, and be the perfect sacrifice for our sins. And Jesus came into this world as life and as light. In John chapter 8, verse 12, again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Here, Jesus fulfills Old Testament promises of the coming of the light of salvation and the light of God. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. We need to let His light shine through us so brightly. So brightly. This world needs Jesus. This world needs light. And His light is going to shine through those who are living for Him, those who have fellowship with the Father day in and day out. And if Jesus lives inside of us, if we are true followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then His light will shine through us and we will be the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. You see, Jesus is the light, and He wants that light to shine through us to the whole world, and not to hide it. We can't hide the light. We need to let it shine. We need to let the goodness of our Lord shine in our lives every single day so people can see that there is goodness in the world. And that goodness is Jesus Christ. And when people say to you, why are you so happy all the time? Or why are you still living in joy and happiness when you have all this stuff going on in your lives? You can tell them it's because of Jesus Christ. Jesus says, you are the light of the world here in verse 16. His disciples have the kingdom life within them as a living testimony to those in the world who do not have that light yet. So see, the light, Jesus, his light shining through us is a testimony, a living testimony to others who don't have the light yet. The world will see the light of the kingdom through the good works done by Jesus' disciples and believers today, with the result that the Father who is in heaven will be glorified. Jesus is telling us here that our works speak louder than words. Now, we're not saved by works. We're saved by Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, pay the price for our sins, and to rise again to give all who believe eternal life. But our works that we do for him that brings glory to the Father, they speak so loudly. We often hear action is louder than words, and that's so true. Because we can talk all day about being followers of Christ, but if our actions don't back up those words, then that's all it is words. Because when Jesus truly lives inside of us, we're going to live a different life than we did before. We're going to be changed and continually transformed into his image. And the more we're transformed into his image, the brighter his light will shine through us and the more glory that our heavenly Father will receive. Praise God. Praise God for his word. Praise God for his son Jesus and that his light can shine through us. Do you have the light this morning? Do you have the life this morning? His name is Jesus. He died for you. He died for me. He died for everyone in this world. He paid the ultimate price. He paid our debt that we could not pay. And through the blood that he shed for us on Calvary, we have forgiveness of sins. And because he rose again on the third day, we have eternal life. How do we have it? Well, we just have to receive it. The word of God, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Believe in him. Believe in Jesus. Romans 10:9-10. If we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the heart we believe and are justified. With the mouth we confess and are saved. Believe today. Confess today. Confess him as Lord. Jesus, you are Lord of my life. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for me. I believe you arose again from that grave on the third day and that you live forever. Save me, Lord. If you pray that, he will come into your heart. He will forgive you and he will give you life here on earth and life eternal. If you've made that decision or if you have questions, please contact me. Our phone number at Love in Action is 334-494-4995, 334-494-4995. My email address is ken.tuck@loveinactionministries.com, ken.tuck@loveinactionministries.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to give you some next steps as well. But we are out of time. Thank you for joining me today for Sunday morning of Love in Action. I pray you have an awesome rest of the day and a wonderful week coming up. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.